So here's what we're going to do about it today. We're going to choose a world disaster. So just choose what one is the most upsetting for you. And we're going to work on that today. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to activate our light body. And just to get the imagery of light coming in like that, and the reason it's important to get the imagery of the light coming in is because that then touches something internally that activates within us. And then that light starts to come to life from inside. But generally speaking, the catalyst is to bring it in from sources greater than the self. And we're going to do some plunge exercise. What you do is you imagine that you are inside the coffee plunger. The plunger is not depressed yet. And then the plunger just fills up with the relevant colored light. And then you take a deep breath in. And then with the out breath, the plunger comes down and you literally get plunged with a vibration of light. So that's the spiritual exercise we're going to do today. And we're going to include in our plunger not just self, but also whichever of the calamities in the world that we would like to work with today. And we're going to be in there with that whole thing. And we're going to get plunged with violet, with green, with blue, and then with gold. And the idea is that we're connecting in a really deep way with cosmic consciousness and moving beyond the dualities to a place where we can bring these dualities home into our own heart, which is a synthesizing vehicle. It's not an analyzing vehicle, that's the mind's job. It's a synthesizing vehicle. The heart synthesizes. And so the judgment is the mind's analysis. Good. Finish the job by coming into synthesis. What would oneness look like if I was going to be a creative force within this situation, absorbing or transmuting that negativity through love? As we're on the spiritual path, there'll be lots of games that we get to do. It's like a big game of Dungeons and Dragons being here on Earth, and we just get to solve things all the time. So remember that we are magnetic, we will attract what matches us, and that these kinds of patterns in energy are throughout the cosmos. In all the different dimensions, there's these patterns of energy that are electromagnetic. And that we have electromagnetic energy, the earth does, any level of consciousness does. And as we change, so do the patterns in our energy field. They go from fragmented, broken, and damaged looking to being flowing and whole looking. And as that happens, it starts to have an effect on the natural world around us and on any situation that we might want to influence. So that's kind of the vibe of where we're going today.